To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of my cousin and his sons on the shores of Big Bear Lake under cloudless blue skies with some of the peaks of the San Bernardino Mountains in the background come to us all the way from Big Bear Lake Village, California. My cousin's lust for life is infectious, and the only thing that could surpass it is his love for his family. Here you can see that zest for life being imparted to the next generation as he celebrates the day with his sons. I don't usually share photos of people in them because I seek to highlight the glory of God's creation, but after the outpouring of love that I have experienced over the past weekend, I just thought that this photo captures the celebratory spirit that makes me want to give everyone a big high five. It also speaks of the fact that God purposely put us all here together to love one another. My birthday was Friday, and I was blessed by many greetings and wishes for a happy birthday. We never know the impact we have on other people's lives, but occasionally you get indications that we do not walk through this world without affecting those around us. For instance, one person shared that I was somehow instrumental in introducing them to the joys of classic hip-hop. Who knew? Although I would rather be remembered for who I have become in Christ, I was touched by the fact that this person had fond memories of me from distant childhood. I spent the first evening of my 49th year enjoying the joys of a bonfire and a hot tub under a star-filled sky with new friends as we shared each other's company and encouragement. Saturday was a day of relaxation and self-examination as I have successfully completed the first week of the Optivia 5-in-1 plan with a 10-pound decrease in weight as a result, and started to do some of the homework to transform my mindset regarding optimal health as well as my body. My father is suffering from various pains and conditions that have been exacerbated by his unhealthy eating habits, and it showed me the writing on the wall for what happens when we enter our later years if we let ourselves go too much. My father's suffering influenced me to change. So I decided to ask for help. I signed up for this plan, got the support of a good friend, and now am in the process of changing my thoughts and habits about how I live, and am setting the intention to flip the script and use and develop the self-control that God has increasingly blessed me with through the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Sunday was another day of celebration as Rock Solid Church had our annual summer picnic, and I was one of several students of Vision Christian Bible College and Seminary to receive recognition for completing our course of studies. In addition to the picnic and graduation ceremonies, our church family wished a heart-wrenching but fond farewell to the Romano family, who are pursuing the Lord's call on their lives and moving to Florida. Christopher Romano is the president of Vision Christian Bible College and Seminary, which is headquartered in Florida, and he is relocating there to work to expand the college and the Lord's kingdom by focusing all his efforts on that calling. The impact that we have on one another's lives couldn't be better expressed than by the Romano family's example, as Chris, Tara, and all their children have lived their faith in our church community with love and service for the past 23 years. The vast number of lives touched by this family is countless and will only increase as they take their kingdom mission to a new location and to undoubtedly new heights. So live your life in the pursuit of God and his kingdom, because when you do, your life becomes an ongoing journey and celebration where you get to glory over all that God has created and provided. And as you go through this life, the love he has given you gets poured out on all those you meet along the way, leaving them forever changed. Someone said that Christ's great commandments could be summed up with the simple instructions to love God and love people. It's one of those truths of the Christian faith that is simple yet profound, in that if we do that with our lives, we can not only be transformed from darkness to light ourselves, but we can spread the light of God's love in ways we may never completely see or understand. So love God and love people. Celebrate this the life he has given you and infect those around you with this with the great love that never dies. This morning's meditation verse is Revelation 21:2 from the New King James Version. It says, "Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Today's verse shows us that God's plan includes the creation of a whole new world in which God's people will dwell with him forever and ever. That comes down from heaven. For several reasons, people don't understand that the cycle of life and death that has been evident on the earth since Adam's fall is not the only story. Our observations tell us that everyone dies eventually, and the common view of the future is that all will go into eternity, never to be seen again. The science program The Universe on the History Channel even had an episode in which they documented the end of the universe, in which the last star burns out, leaving nothing but a dark and dead universe behind. The thoughts of our death and everything falling apart is troubling, so we don't like to think about it. Any concerns for the universe burning out of existence are tempered by the real and present danger that our own mortality presents. We are given 100+ years tops on this earth, and then we go into what lies beyond this life. Regardless of our view of the afterlife, the vast majority find comfort that we can live with by either imagining a good place of eternal spiritual life with no suffering or death, or we can choose to imagine the cold comforts of extinction as all suffering is taken away as our consciousness blinks out of existence. But the Word of God refutes both these ideas of an unending ethereal realm of spirits and the cold, dark option of nothingness. The study of the Bible reveals that God will create a new heaven and earth for those who place their faith in Jesus Christ. Our lives don't end in heaven. Everyone gathered into God's kingdom now will one day inhabit the New Jerusalem. Many people are frightened by the book of Revelation because of the devastation that will occur on the earth as God pours out his wrath and judges the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the unbelieving. But their end is not our end. Revelation is good news because it tells us that the wicked will face justice and that God's people will be set apart and experience a new creation and spend eternity with God with glorified bodies. Revelation is a comfort. But it is also difficult to contemplate how things will be for us when the saints go marching in. Eternity is a long time, but we should be assured that the culmination of God's plan for us will not be boring and that all things will work together for our ultimate good. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Victory Over the Darkness, continuing Chapter 5 with the section on three persons and the Spirit. And today's section from that book is a great explanation of the three types of people, the natural person, the spiritual person, and the fleshly person. And it documents... the reality of our faith and how we live. So if you want to check out that resource, go to mtforchrist.org. I wish to thank everyone who wished me a happy birthday and the great outpouring of wishes for congratulations over my graduation from Bible college and receiving my master's degree in Christian counseling. It was really humbling to be shown such love for my birthday and for the graduation yesterday. Life is just so good. Life with God is a good life. It might not always run smoothly, but when you're walking in his ways, you have no regrets because the life we have and the love we experience is pure. And that's why I call my entries purity, because it's pure and it's simple and it's what God wants for us is harmony with him. So as I say, keep walking and talking with God, because it's not it's not only a good option, it's the best way we can live our lives, lives with meaning and with purpose. I wish to express my heartfelt thanks for the Romano family and their service to our church and their friendship. Pastor Christopher Romano, Dr. Romano now, had an incredible impact on my life as after I got saved, his Bible studies and his classes taught me all about the Christian faith and how to apply it to our lives. And he was extremely wise, caring, and patient with somebody who's rather sarcastic and, someone who definitely needed wisdom. And he was kind enough to share it. And that's what we should do. I love God and love people. And he loved me through showing me the ways of the kingdom. So encourage those around you that life is given us it was given to us by God, and we should live for him. Thank you all for listening. Have a happy Monday and a good week. God bless you all.